During the Democratic and Republican conventions this year, we heard the reactions in verse of two partisan poets. Well, today, in the spirit of debate, they face off. For the Democrats, Calvin Trillin. For the GOP, James Bowman. Our political poetry slam begins with Mr. Trillin.
Why did the president look so angry? Plain pleasantness has been his stock in trade. From privilege, he'd cleverly remade himself into a NASCAR type of guy, the sort of guy who's happy to supply cute nicknames all bestowed with charm and grace. So how come Bush had such an angry face? On NBC or Fox or Time and Warner, he looked just like a kid sent to the corner, made petulant with thoughts all dark and grim, like why the teacher always picked on him. It's possible the president had sensed this wasn't Gore whom he was up against, or saw his repetitions would betray he hadn't really quite enough to say. It's possible that he still thought it wrong they hadn't let Dick Cheney come along. Perhaps, behind those podiums they'd got, his pants had gotten twisted in a knot.
Calvin Trillin's political poetry can be found in the book Obliviously On He Sails, The Bush Administration in Rhyme. Well, now, from the right, James Bowman.
The Ballad of the Media Critic. Oh, the media tell the story, and the media they relate, which side is glad or sorry as the candidates debate. And it's no good cheering Kerry, or for Bush to make a plea, or to cite Tom, Dick, or Harry, once the media all agree. They don't take long to tell us who has won and lost the game. Unless they seem too zealous, a snap poll will say the same. So it's Kerry who's the victor on this bright October dawn. His self-control it was the stricter, and so George gives way to John. For he looked less presidential. Ah! Beneath his tan he pales, for it comes with the credential of the media critic Shales. No, it wasn't Kerry's summits, nor his reaching out that shot the fatal dart by which Bush plummets from the pollster's favoured spot. And though his message isn't mixed, though he's strong still for hard work, what's wrong with Bush cannot be fixed when he says it with a smirk. Oh, some men fight for honour, and some they'll fight for gain, and in far Iraq they're fighting still through tears and blood and pain, but in a presidential contest they fight to see who'll be and pass that greatest global test. The guy who looks good on TV.
Political verse from James Bowman, a resident scholar at the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C.